Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You won a whole round. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was kind of quiet, not a lot going on. We couldn't help ourselves early on, though. You know, we had to move up and go get somebody. So, look, I feel really good about getting Kool-Aid. I think he's, you know, I think he's a really good player, highly intelligent, highly instinctual in terms of a player. Has shown the ability to play press coverage, can play outside. We feel like he can go inside and play inside the nickel. So there's some versatility with that he can play with. We really liked the player and felt like, you know, getting him at that value was the right place to get him.
Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is, I mean, it's just related to
no, look, listen,
Marshon Lattimore's status up in the air at all.
You can never have enough good corners in this league. And with the amount of man-to-man snaps that we play, it's a valuable position. And look, we've had to have our third or fourth corner play a ton of snaps for us the last couple of years. And I think the corner position has been one of the things that's been one of our better positions. It's allowed us to play defense the way that we like to play. So, look, I went into this draft thinking, you know, I'd love to get a corner, to add some depth. We lost, you know, Ike last year and through free agency. So, you know, I felt like it was a place that we wanted to try to see if we could find somebody. Again, we weren't going to force anything, but, you know, there's a couple of players that were still on the board at the start of the second round that we had targets on that, you know, if the value was right, you know, we were looking to trade up, and Kool-Aid was certainly one of those players.
D.A., do you feel like, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but he was rated pretty high. Do you feel like he got first round value in the second round?
Look, it depends on who you ask, I guess. You know, we feel like where we got this player, we thought it was really good value for us. I thought there was a chance that he could go in the first round, and certainly when he was sitting there, to start the second round, and you're kind of watching it, you know, the way the draft was going, and I felt like kind of the top half of that second round, you started to see some defensive tackles going off the board. You saw some corners going off the board, you know. So early on in that, you know, you just saw it was, you know, yesterday seemed like there was a lot of offensive guys obviously going off early in the draft, and I think the first part of the second round, there was a little bit more, you know, defensive players going off.
He played more on the outside, obviously. What are the traits that you see that make you think that he could be possibly a slot guy if needed?
Well, look, you know, I think when you watch him play and you talk to the staff there, you know, you see a highly intelligent and a highly instinctive football player. You see a guy that has the ability to fit in the run game and play physically. And so when you have somebody that's got the skill set, the coverage skills like he does on the outside, and then you combine that with the instincts and the intelligence, and you see the willingness in the run game and the physicality, you know, that makes me think that he can play inside, even though and I think Coach Saban would say he could play inside.
Do you think he'll start him in camp at inside or probably outside first?
He'll play both. He'll train at both. You know, so, you know, when we kind of look at these nickel positions, I kind of look at it as, hey, look, he's an outside corner that slides inside and plays, you know, in the nickel. You kind of got to give him a home. And so I think from a corner's perspective, you kind of always got to look at him as starting outside and then moving inside.
I haven't watched a ton of him yet, but the first couple of scouting reports I said both said something to the effect of he's a lot more he's not super aggressive in attacking. He's more like controlled and almost it like plays it intelligent instead of gambling kind of. I mean, does that sound accurate? And is there something to style that you see?
Well, so he's generally. He plays a ton of press man. And so, you know, when you think of attacking or whatever, you kind of think of the guy that's going to sit off, eyes on the quarterback, jump a route, those types of things. Well, he's not in those positions very often because more times than not, he's up in press coverage. And there's a lot of times he's playing, you know, ultimately with his back to the ball. But there again, there's another aspect that I like in that, you know, there's not a lot of panic in his game down the field, and he can play the ball, you know, with his back to the ball and the ball above his head. I mean, I think those are things that he does well.
Yeah, how do you see that kind of composure play out in his game?
Well, look, I mean, I'm not sure I totally understand the question. I mean, he's a really smooth athlete. He doesn't panic. You know, he's got confidence in himself and in his ball skills to be able to play the football. And so there's a return value to this player. It's something that he has done. So there's just a lot of things that I think he does really well. I think he's just a really good football player. And, you know, he's a tool that I think we'll be able to utilize in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, was quarterback a position you guys were targeting, or was he just a guy that you really liked?
Yeah, well, look, I think we go into most drafts looking to, you know, see if we can add a corner. I don't think you can ever have too many of those guys. As I was saying a little bit earlier, like, look, our third and fourth corners, fourth and fifth corners really have played a lot of snaps for us the last couple of years. And the way that we play, you know, it's a valuable position to us. It's something that we really – that we value a lot. And but yet I didn't feel like we needed to force a pick. But I felt like there was a player there that we really liked, that I wasn't sure was going to be there. And as he kept kind of sliding down the board a little bit, we had enough ammunition to go get him.
At what point did he become realistic? Like, at what point did you really start saying, let's go get him? Was it 35, 37?
Yeah, I think, look, for the value, I don't remember the exact number, but I think that number was probably somewhere around 36, 38, somewhere in there where we felt like, okay, we got a chance maybe to, you know, try to move up. I mean, I think we had contact with, you know, a handful of teams, and you know, we were finally able to make a deal that made sense, and we were able to go up and get him.
Did the run on receivers influence that at all too?
I think at that point in time, there was a few defensive players that we had better grades on than some of the receivers that were available.
Dennis, guys are always going to fall. What positions have depth on the third day tomorrow?
That's a good question. It seems to me like, when you think, offensively, they've hit those positions. At one point, I had counted, 15 offensive tackles and 15 wide receivers that have, gone. And typically, there's probably somewhere around 20 to 25 that go total in the draft in those positions. So I think those positions have been hit pretty good. We'll go back and check the board and see exactly where, everybody is. I think at the end of every night, beginning of every day, you're kind of reorganizing a little bit, because there's a lot that goes on throughout the course of the draft. So, without getting into all the specifics,
is there still a lot of depth there?
Look, there's still some players that are available, there's been 15 or 16 of them that, come off the board, and typically there's 20 to 25 that get drafted. So I would say that, you're kind of getting down the list a little bit.
Dennis, was there an attempt made by y'all at all yesterday to move up for a quarterback?
No.
So was that position ever on the table, or?
It was never discussed that we would move up for a quarterback. I think anytime if there's a quarterback that you think has a chance to be, your future quarterback, then I think it's always something that you're going to consider. But I'd heard that report. It was brought to my attention last night, but there was zero effort on our part to move up for a quarterback. There's always discussions about trading up or trading back, but none of those were in an attempt to get a quarterback.
It's got to be a position where, I'm sure you go into every draft trying to be open-minded to any position, but is that the one position where it's kind of an outlier from everything else, just with the, I guess, the weight of it, because it's so important? And
well, yeah.
That question even makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get the question, look, it's the most important position on the field. Obviously, we feel good about the quarterbacks that we have. And yet, I think you're always looking to make sure you're, secure in your future. And so, but that was not a position that we targeted and said, hey, we got to move up and go try to get one of these guys. And it really wasn't a position that we were really considering at 14.
Was there any effort tonight to get back into the third round? Any kind of serious effort to get into the third round?
Not really. With what we have available to us right now, kind of without, getting into future picks and those types of things, it was just probably too expensive to try to get in there and do anything.
Was not trading away a future pick important to you?
Yeah, I think ultimately we weren't totally against it. I don't think that was really something that we were really looking forward to doing. But if there was a player that was there that, was that we really liked, that was valuable, we would have considered it.
But there was
not for what we would have had to give up to go get it.
I'm not sure how many Nick Saban defensive backs you've coached in your time, but is there a benefit to taking a guy who comes from that coach?
Well, here's what I know that he's been coached really hard.
Yeah.
And I know that he's been around a lot of good football, and a lot of smart football. And so, look, you value those things. And look, I think when you're able to get a guy from a program like Alabama and a big school that's played really good football at a high level against high competition, you know, I think that adds some weight to, you know, what you're getting.
Billy did mention that the conversations at the combine went really well, and he came away from it feeling like the interest was legitimate. Is that kind of echoed by y'all's side as well?
Yeah. So we had some good conversations at the combine, and had a, you know, kind of a off the. Not really the interview, but we just happened to see him in the hallway as we were walking back, you know, to the hotel, and got a chance to have a, you know, 5 or 10 minute conversation, casual conversation with him. And, you know, I thought that was, you know, it was good conversation. And I think, you know, I know myself, Mickey, I believe Jeff and Michael Parenton, maybe Kai, maybe we were all probably there together, and I think we all kind of came away with a positive view of the player.
Was there anything specific about that conversation that kind of led to that?
No, I just think it was just a casual, you know, conversation.
How does that? We know that wasn't an accident. We spend the whole time in Indianapolis trying to accidentally.
I was just trying to make it to the hotel.
So I'm gonna say next time.
Yeah. How does that work though? Do you have to like introduce yourselves? Like, does he know who you guys are?
We actually met with him, I think, earlier that night. Oh. So we kind of knew who we were, and we knew who he was.
Regardless of this pick, where do things stand with Marshawn Lattimore? Have you guys talked? I mean, does he seem on board?
No, I haven't talked to him in a while. Look, I know he had a conversation with Matt Ray the other day about some he's not in the building now, but he had a conversation with Matt Ray about sending him some workout stuff, and that's never been something that you really worried too much about him. He's usually come back in pretty good shape, and look, quite honestly, last year in the training camp, I thought he had one of his better training camps. So, look, Marshawn's part of our team. He's been a valuable part of our team, and you know, we're looking forward to him being a part of our team.
Has anyone else not made it to the building yet for the start of the offseason
program? There's a handful of guys that haven't been here for various reasons, some personal choice, some you know, family reasons, things of that nature. So, look, it's not 100%, but it's pretty damn good turnout, and we've had a good first couple of weeks of the off-season program, and we start with, you know, kind of some football meetings and things of that nature starting next week. So we'll start ramping the football part of it up.
Is Kool-Aid's butt injury anything that could sign him through, like, the spring?
Yeah, I don't anticipate him being able to do a whole lot this spring. I think he's probably we're probably looking more towards, you know, sometime in June that he's really going to get cleared, and I think, you know, we'll be a little cautious with that this spring. Nothing that's going to cause any concern, you know, going into training camp.
People are going to read into the you haven't talked to Marshawn in a while. Is that abnormal to maybe go through part of the offseason without contacting a player?
No, not. I wouldn't say. I mean, Marshawn's one that we haven't had a lot of contact with anyway. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't say that this is anything, you know, abnormal. You know, he's I'm sure back in Cleveland getting himself ready to go. He'll come back in shape, and then he'll be ready to go when we're ready, when we're ready to start up.
So this would be, it's typical with this player and kind of how he interacts.
There's nothing that's been out of the abnormal.
Have you guys made a decision on Peyton Turner's fifth year option yet?
I don't think we've come to a conclusion on that yet. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dennis.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.